streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live in L.A. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Alex Curley in today. Alex, I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
So during the pandemic, obviously, it was very jarring for this country. 1 million people have died.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times in crisis where you find some benefits. For instance, during the pandemic, people discovered that they could work from home.
Oh, yeah.
And for a lot of people, at least part-time, at home, more time to yourself, more time with your family. Also, during the pandemic, we found this out a lot. Our family got tighter. You're around them more.
Yeah.
You're cooking more. You're playing more board games. You're just doing more together because you can't go out. So, you know, the great duality of life. When bad things happen, there are benefits from it. So I just saw a story today. And, you know, what they want to do, the airlines for years and years, I've never liked how people are treated by cattle. In mm-hmm. fact, over the course of my life, I didn't go first class until I was in my 40s. And now I mostly go first class. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But when people walk by you, I always feel a little guilty, like, yeah, I'm going to get like a cocktail before the plane takes off. And that guy back there, 3 hours, get a cookie. And like we treat people like so differently on flights. The difference between the first class and jammed up, it's just not fair. And people often are not paying that much less. And so my takeaway is, these airlines have to be held accountable. And then what we should do in America is have fewer seats on planes,
mm-hmm.
make it a more comfortable experience. Now, the downside is, well, not as many people will be able to afford it. If that elevates Amtrak and our train travel, which is really amazing, if it means more time together at home, staycations. The point being is air travel in America, unless you're sitting up front, is a grind. And it's a mess, and airlines have taken advantage of people. So I read that story today. Now, the downside is fewer seats, less profit, fewer people maybe travel. I'm talking three people, you know, 3 to 5 people a flight. You know, you shrink the plane a little bit in terms of seats available. But my takeaway is then people will be, in the big picture, people would be more willing to travel because the experience is less awful. And so, like, airlines can't figure this out. If you make an airline where I get more room consistently in the economy class, you'll make less per flight, but I'll fly more. I'm more willing to give you my business because, I mean, I can't be the only person that sometimes you go online, you want to make a flight, and there's not a good seat available, there's not an aisle seat or a comfort level, and you're like, I'm just not going to fly. I can't be the only person in America. Ryan, have you ever done that? Literally said, I could go to Vegas for the weekend, I don't want to be jammed in the middle, that's the only seat available.
I mean, it's definitely something that happens on occasion. You and I are a little bit taller people, so when you know you're going to be crammed in for 6 hours, you're like, maybe I just won't take this trip.
I do it all the time.
So I'm the opposite here. I'm 5'3". My feet don't even touch the ground. I have to bring a bag to put my feet on top of my bag so they're not like dangling in the seat. So I think about it because my husband's 6'1", tall guy. His knees hit the seat in front of him.
Oh, it's brutal.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm a little human no matter where I sit. But I think about the same thing when you walk by first class. You're like, huh, okay, separated by the curtain. This is great for you. You're going to get a drink. What am I, chop liver back here? Like,
yeah.
It's weird. You're all on the same plane.
I think airlines
so weird.
Have taken advantage of people for years. My thing is make less per flight, but more people will want to fly because the experience isn't so awful.
How it used to be. It used to be super glamorous, and it was like
it's just a
fun experience.
No, it's if you're not sitting in a decent seat with room, it's awful for people, especially if it's like a 3-hour flight. I have a buddy who played in the NBA. He's 6'9". I had once to sit...
You have to sit in the front row.
It's terrible. 15 minutes, newly minted Hall of Famer Tony Bissell joins us.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
In 100 days, the biggest sporting event on the planet returns to Fox Sports. And for the first time ever, it's taking over the holiday season. The FIFA World Cup live from Qatar starting November 20th on Fox and FS1.
Tony Boselli, first Jags player drafted, first Jags player in the Hall of Fame. Now a Pro Football Hall of Famer, the former Trojan, the seven-time, three-time Pro Bowler, five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro. So first of all, I love that shirt. I love that you're wearing it. If Sandy Koufax can make a Hall of Fame for having 3 great years, you can do it for having 7 great years, and I couldn't be happier. And I'll get to that in a second. I want to start with this, is that I liked what the Jags did. Historically, if you spend the most in free agency, Tony, you would ideally not want to have to buy talent, but Trevor Lawrence is too good to be patient. I like the additions. I just looked at your schedule, Tony. In the first 7 weeks, 6 of the quarterbacks you face are young, unproven, or they're Matt Ryan. They've got a new team.
That's right. It
gets pretty dicey middle of the schedule. I feel like they have to start strong. Are you concerned with all these new pieces that's a big ask? Because if you look at that schedule, there's some W's up front if you get it together quickly.
Yeah, I agree. I think this team needs a fast start. And they invested a bunch in free agency, which ultimately you don't want to be in that position because you want to grow through the draft and have one or two key additions. But they've missed too much in the past on the draft. So they had to spend some more money than they probably wanted to. But Colin, I think the biggest addition this offseason is Doug Peterson, by far. Better than any free agent, better than anything else. Because the level of dysfunction last year was off the charts. And Doug Peterson gives them a real head coach who knows what it looks like. He's won a Super Bowl. He was a player. It's night and day around there with Doug Peterson. And I think he's good for 3 to 4 wins over the Urban Meyer situation last year.
So you've been to practice. I'm a huge Trevor Lawrence fan. I think I've been with him twice in person, once at a dinner and just once watching him. There's a maturity about him, and he's a very soothing presence. That's the first thing that jumps out when you meet him. He's just very calm. He's very franchisey, like you can feel it. What are they going to ask him to do? What's the offense going to look? Is it 4 wide? Is it going to be hurry up? When is he the most effective, and how's Doug going to use him?
Well, I think he's probably most comfortable still out of the shotgun. I mean, that's where he spent his whole career in Clemson. And watching practice, I think they're going to be multi-formation, a little bit of West Coast. That's where Doug comes from, try to get the ball in playmakers' hands and protect Trevor. He was one of the most hit and pressured quarterbacks in the NFL last year. So, and they got Travis Etienne. He's looked really good in camp. So hopefully the run game gets going a little bit. But as you know, it revolves around the quarterback, and their success revolves around Trevor Lawrence. And he has a maturity. And the hope is you kind of stabilize everything else around him in the franchise, because that wasn't the case last year, and let him just focus on playing quarterback. Because he had so much other stuff going on in that building that he ended up being the leader of the locker room, which says a lot about a young rookie player being able to do that. And I'm hoping that the noise goes away, Doug gets him focused on just playing quarterback, and I think he's having a great year.
So I don't know what the heck the Patriots are doing. I do believe as the league pivots to offense, and that's why I really think the Jags did. I didn't like what the Bears did. Defensive coach. I like what the Jags did. Offensive coach. We're going to go spend some money on offense. We're going to protect this kid. And I really like what they did. And I think in that division, they can be a viable team. I look at the Patriots. They got Matt Patricia and Joe Judge calling plays. I've always felt like offensive coaches, Peterson's a great example. They've played offense. They've lived offense. There is a sensibility. There's a reason that you played offense, not defense. They thought you could memorize a playbook, choreography, better on your feet. Defensive guys, your size, they blow stuff up. So
That's right.
I like within a team, I feel like I have two personality groups. the blow-up guys and the choreography guys. I don't get what New England's doing. Do you think it works?
No, I don't think having two guys coordinating the offense works. I mean, there has to be one individual who's going to be the voice in the room, who's going to be the voice in the quarterback's head, who's going to be looking at it from start to finish and how you're going to organize the game plan and what you want to do and dissecting the defense. So, Matt Patricia's a defensive guy. And so he'll bring a perspective, which is nice. Joe Judge has been a receiver coach, special teams guy. I don't think neither of these guys have ever called plays before on this side of the ball, which I don't understand why Bill is going down this path. I mean, he's one of the greatest all-time coaches, no doubt about it. But this is a curious one. And the bigger thing to me as well is the offensive line. Matt Patricia basically is the offensive line coach. And what background – I mean, that's one of the most important hires and most important coaching positions on any staff is that offensive line coach. And look at Dante Sonecchia. All the years they had success, he was the offensive line coach, one of the best ever. And so it's really interesting to me that – not only the play calling, not deciding who's going to be the coordinator, not naming a coordinator, but then having a defensive guy like Matt Patricia really coaching the offensive line. That's going to be I don't think it works out, but you know, what do I know? I don't have seven Super Bowls. Bill does.
So I want to ask you about name, image, likeness. So we were talking during the break. You went to USC, Lincoln Riley. I think Miami's going to win quick. I think USC's going to win quick. I think Sark at Texas. I think the transfer portal, as great as Nick Saban is, he was 500 4 years into Michigan State. He lost four or five games at LSU in his fourth year. It's a whole different ballgame. Lincoln Riley went and got eight starters minimum and 8 to 10 other guys who will be in the rotation. Even Pete Carroll, it wasn't until the end of year two where they look like a different team. But the NIL is funny stuff here. I don't even know how – Lane Kiffin's like, it's pro football. You can just go buy players. What is your takeaway? I mean, you would have been – as a left tackle, you would have been a seven-figure high school player. There is no – because left tackle and pass rusher and quarterback are making the money. So it would have benefited you, but what do you make of it?
Yeah, I think they have to put a little bit of regulation around it. And listen, I'm the anti-regulation guy, and I do think players should be able to make money off their name, image, and likeness, no doubt about it. But what you're seeing is, I don't want to call it cheating, but it's sanctioned buying players. I mean, that's what they're doing all the way down to the high school kids, which, boy, Colin, I worry about paying seven figures for a high school player before they've ever stepped on campus. And, you know, what does that do to the locker room? What does that do to that kid? Can he handle it? You're adding a whole other set of, you know, circumstances on an 18-year-old young guy. So I like it overall. I think somebody needs to step in. I don't love the NCAA doing anything because they traditionally mess it up. I think what we're seeing and where we're going is ultimately college football needs a commissioner.
Yeah.
You need to really restructure it, and you need to have, you know, 64 teams. And so everyone knows they're the best teams playing for the championship and have one commissioner overseeing it and making sure everyone's playing by the same rules.
Yeah. Let me pivot back to the NFL before I get to the Hall of Fame stuff. I'm watching Daniel Jones last night, and, you know, there's just – I see what I see, right? And, you know, I think you and Mark Brunell was one of your quarterbacks, if I recall. I don't have a I believe it.
Yep.
And I watched him. I watched Mark's first start as a college quarterback because I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. And I always believe that you can't fool pro athletes. They know the truth. And so the Giants are going to run this thing back with Daniel Jones, and I think guys in the locker room know. You know, I mean, if it takes 13 plays to get a field goal against the Patriots' second team at home, there's just limitations to it. When you were a left tackle, was there ever a situation in your career, college or pro, where you didn't trust the quarterback? You felt there was a ceiling. How does it play in a locker room? Because I see four or five of these teams right now. They're trying to sell the players a stock, and I don't think these players are buying it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the most important position of all football, and you have to have a locker room that has confidence in that guy. I was fortunate. You mentioned Mark Brunell. I mean, everyone knew that we had the guy, that we were going to roll with Mark. He could win football games for us. He could make people miss in the pocket. He was athletic. Like, we knew he was our guy. And it's interesting, you know, when all of a sudden the backup comes in or someone else comes in, you start, what happens is everyone realizes, hey, I got to do more. That guy can't just carry us to victory, that everyone else has to do more around it. And then if he is not living up to it, Then you start getting into, you know, locker room situations where you could have a divided locker room. Like, hey, I want this guy. Why are we going here?
Yeah.
And so Daniel Jones, I mean, fourth year player, new head coach. I'm a little bit surprised they didn't bring in somebody to compete with them, especially I heard you earlier talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. He's out there. He's a guy who's taken teams to the Super Bowl. They're rolling the dice again. And, you know, I think obviously this is not a big statement. This is make or break for Daniel Jones. So they're betting everything for this 2022 season. It'll be interesting to see where it goes.
So, Tony, you were a great high school, college, NFL player. I'm not in any Hall of Fame, so I don't know what it feels like. But take me to the day, the moment you see the bust. What did it mean to you?
Yeah, Colin, it's been amazing. It started back in, you know, end of January when Anthony Munoz came and knocked on my door and told me I got into Hall of Fame. And from that moment to giving a speech and having the bust revealed on Saturday of last weekend, I think the two things that I feel is a ton of gratitude for the people in my life that helped me get there. I have a great family. I've had amazing coaches, you know, just the support around me helped me get to where to the Hall of Fame. And then second, just extremely humbled. I mean, I'm sitting walking around that weekend. We had a couple just events with just Hall of Famers. I'm sitting there with Jim Brown and I'm like, holy cow, man, this is the greatest of all time. I'm like, I almost got a notepad out and asked him if I could have his autograph. But it was, I mean, being in that very select few of the greatest of all time, it's been an amazing feeling. People ask me all the time, has it sunk in? I said, no. And I don't think it ever will. And so it's a validation of my career, which was cut short. And so, and you mentioned, you know, the 7 years, the fact that I made the Hall of Fame because the voters felt like I played at such a high level for those 7 years was worthy of the Hall of Fame also means a lot to me.
Good for you. Jaguars radio analyst. I'm looking at your schedule right now. Let me count in my head. I'm going to count the wins.
Yep.
One. Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, tough in the middle. 5, 6. I got, if you can beat Dallas late, I got you at 8. How do you feel?
Yeah, I've been telling people all year, I think the floor is 6. And I think the ceiling's 9.
All right, there you go.
I think it's So, I mean, I think that 8 is a fair number. I think the progression this franchise needs to take, that they need to be playing meaningful football games in November and December, something they have not done very often in the last decade plus. I think that would be a win for them, and then they can build into next year, have another good draft, develop some of this young talent, and then they can be the contender in the AFC South the following year.
Congrats, Tony. Genuinely happy. Fight on and way to go, buddy.
All right, Colin. Thank you. And love the show. Love that you have me on it. I'm here anytime for you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I believe USC and Notre Dame now have, I could be wrong, 14 Hall of Famers. Ryan, I don't know where you went to school, but your school does not have 14 Hall of Famers.
My school doesn't have football, so that's a bit of an issue.
I didn't go to USC. My school does. Cooper Kupp's going to make Hall of Fame, so we'll have one. All right. We had some NFL guys. We'll have one. I've never made one, and I didn't go to USC. But I do have a right to be a relentless, obnoxious fan for one team in the country.
You do. I feel like there needs to be an over-under of how many times you say fight on during the college football season on the show. We got to set it high, right?
Well, Tony's one of the really good dudes in our biz. A really genuinely good dude. We're very, very happy for him. Alex with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, sticking in L.A., earlier this week, Chris Haynes reported that LeBron James and his agent Rich Paul met with Darvin Ham and GM Rob Pelinka to make sure everyone was on the same page and in an effort to avoid another bad season. Now, Haynes reports that LeBron is finalizing a destination for his own mini camp with his teammates prior to the start of Lakers' official training camp at the end of the summer in hopes they can build better chemistry with his teammates before the start of the season. Now, this isn't the first time LeBron has done his own mini camp prior to the season. It dates all the way back to 2015 with the Cavs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is what makes LeBron in his own category. He's going to do whatever it takes to get his team to the level that he wants to get it to, opposed to running away when things get tough.
By the way, this is my VIX. I've been using this for the last 2 days. If you wonder what this is, I just made a camera appearance. I can't breathe. So if you're wondering why you saw that on camera, I've been using this thing for 2 days. No, I mean, I don't think this is going to make them a better, more viable franchise. They got to get Westbrook out of the building.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, LeBron, I never worry about LeBron.
No.
The LeBron part of this messy situation is the best part of the situation.
Yeah, what can make them better? There are reports that the Lakers are now willing to offer both their 2027 and 2029 first round picks for Kyrie Irving.
They are.
They are.
So that,
they are willing now.
Okay.
So that's
that,
out
did
in
that,
the open.
Did that come out today?
Today or yesterday.
So they're willing to get Kyrie. They
yeah.
are willing to give up the draft picks
yes.
and move Westbrook. Does somebody have to eat the Westbrook contract?
Yeah, it's going to have to be a three-team
okay,
situation.
Now, so if I'm Brooklyn, I would do that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I get two first-round picks because I don't think you want to be in the Kyrie business long-term, and I actually
no.
think he has massive value to the Lakers.
Especially with LeBron.
I don't have to like Kyrie long term, but if you give me a couple years of LeBron, Kyrie, and Anthony Davis, it makes them in a very competitive sports market consumable. Lakers' problem now is they're not a good watch.
No.
When LeBron and AD are out, they're not competitive, they're not good, they're not a fun watch.
No. They need to do something, and we've seen it in the past that LeBron and Kyrie work.
Yep.
Won a championship. All right, switching gears. Antonio Brown has had many controversies over his course of his 12-year NFL career, but most recently, including him throwing a tantrum on the sideline and walking off the field in the middle of the game when he was with the Bucks last season. But AB shared a meme yesterday on Twitter suggesting that none of these were his biggest regret. He said, "My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at a UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve me taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game with throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what it was like for all of you to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks. Sincerely, AB."
Yeah, Mike Tomlin has my utter respect for having the ability to keep him on the rails for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's no thanks. I've said I've never understood at that position. Like, if he was an elite edge rusher, which there's about 9 in the league.
Yeah.
Or an elite quarterback, there's about 12. But at the receiver position, to bring that into the room, that attitude, narcissism, there's just too many great wide receivers. I don't know what's happened. Maybe there's just more fast kids now want to be wide receivers. I was looking up the state of California's 2023 high school best recruiting class. There must
yeah.
be 25 receivers that are going to get D1 scholarships out of one state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking Notre Dame, SC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington, Utah, Texas, Oklahoma, all the big schools, Ohio State, Michigan, all want them. There is so much receiving talent that's 16, 17 years old because of all these 7-on-7 camps. There was a time when the diva, you were kind of trapped. You like it. T.O. was a pain. Andre Rison was difficult, but you kind of had to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think you do anymore. I think the way football at like the not grassroots level, but like 13 years on up, these receivers are ready to play in the NFL at 21. I could not bring that into my locker room. I can't believe Tomlin. If that's what Tomlin dealt with for years,
oh yeah,
he gets into my Hall of Fame just based on that. Beating Cleveland and Cincinnati a lot and dealing with that nonsense.
I don't know if you've seen, but he's fully immersed in the music industry now, and he is
okay.
a performer
All right,
and a rapper.
Luck.
And
All right.
Yeah,
that's
so that's
fantastic.
It fits that whole...
Yeah, I missed that
yeah.
concert.
Yep, that whole thing. All right. Well, last night we had the second ever Field of Dreams game on Fox, and Drew Smyly was a star on the field, striking out 9 over 5 scoreless innings in the Cubs' 4-2 win over the Reds. But one of the stars off the field was a Harry Carey hologram singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" from the booth. Take a listen.
First of all, I'm in TV, so I like new stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how we did it at Fox.
That looks so real.
People were freaking out on Twitter. Get a life. It was unbelievable. I don't know how we did it. I thought it was fantastic. And people were like, oh, that is one of the most unique things I've ever seen. And I've been in this business 25 years. I don't know how we pulled it off. It's a hologram. That is incredible to me. That is absolutely... Look, you can't even see the...
No. The first time I saw a hologram was Coachella, I think, like 6-7 years ago. And that is, like, shocking. But this, in such a small little area... It looked real. It looked real.
From behind, it looked real.
Every angle looked real.
I'm not saying that because I work at Fox. I don't know how we do that stuff. And some of you need to get a life because you were freaking out. I am for all new technology.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people don't understand this. During the pandemic, almost every game you watched, the announcer wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I had to be reminded of it because the announcers and the production crews were so good, I couldn't tell. And if it wouldn't have been losers on the internet complaining about it. And I understand for certain things, like, you know, like the Super Bowl, you want the guy there, or a big college football game.
Yeah.
But during the pandemic, 90% of games, the announcers were not there. I could never tell. I mean, if we didn't have Twitter, I would have no idea. I would have no idea watching that. Again, if there was no social media and I didn't know that Harry Carey had passed, that looks completely real to me.
So that I didn't even think about that. Now you could be calling a game, look like you're in the booth, but you're in a studio, but they're going to put your hologram in that booth. Colin, that could be the future.
That's... I just saved networks a lot of money.
Whoa.
All right. Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live News.
We're playing a game called Name That Backup Quarterback. It's going to embarrass me. I have no idea what it is, but I'm excited.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
All right, week one of the preseason kicked off last night. We saw Malik Willis take the field.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a backup to start the year to Ryan Tannehill. That's fun. He'll be one of the more dynamic backups. So preseason action rolls on again tonight. So we're going to play a game. We do this game about once a year, and I'm terrible at it. It's called Name That Backup Quarterback. So here we go.
Okay, we're starting with the Jets.
The Jets.
Yes. Okay. Gardner Minshew, Joe Flacco, Luke Falk, Sam Ehlinger.
I think Flacco is the backup for the New York Jets.
Yep.
Okay, so it is Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Pretty strong start by me. There you go.
For someone who says he's not good at this game. All right. Next up is the Bills. Sean Mannion, Chase Daniel, Jacob Eason, Case Keenum.
Well, it was Trubisky last year. You know, it's interesting. I think it's Case Keenum, I think.
Yeah, 2 for 2. Nailing it.
Ryan's looking at me in utter amazement. He's never been prouder of me.
All right, Texans are next.
By the way, those were good backups because Jacob Eason is a big, strong guy. That would be a perfect backup.
Yeah.
His ball would cut through the wind. Like, that's actually who I would want as my back. I wouldn't want a small guy in Buffalo's weather. So whoever came up with our options, very cagey.
All right, we got the Texans next. Brandon Allen, Josh Rosen, Davis Webb, Kyle Allen.
God, that's a tough one. They're giving the job to Davis. No, hold on.
We have hints too.
Give me one hint on that.
Okay. Started 12 games in 2019.
Okay. So it's Kyle Allen.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So there
count?
You go.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Kyle Allen is what you should have in the NFL. If you ask Kyle Allen to start two games, could he win one? And that, I think he could. So he's a capable backup. But my takeaway was Rosen's bounced around a lot. I thought maybe it was there. So I'm 2-0, and then I got this, but I needed a hint.
Yeah, doing good. Okay, next up we got the Colts. Nick Foles, Colt McCoy, David Blau, and Nate Sudfeld.
I swear to God, Nate Sudfeld's a tight end. My bad. I'm going to go with Nate Sudfeld.
Nick Foles.
Nate Sudfeld's a quarterback. Why do I think he's a tight end? Who was the Patriots tight end a couple years ago? Number 44. He was a tall, lanky guy. I thought it was Sudfeld. All right, Nick Foles. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Moving on to the Jags. Mike White, CJ Beathard, Brett Huntley, Danny Etling.
Etling's an LSU kid. Huntley, UCLA. Beathard, Iowa. I'm going to go Brett Huntley, and I don't know why.
Beathard.
Well, he was a Niners backup for years. I'm okay. Now, what am I, 2-2? No, I'm 3-2.
You get the one with the hint.
Okay,
right?
I got one hint. So
yeah,
I'm 3-2.
Yeah, you're 3-2. All right, let's move on to the Broncos. Trevor Siemian, Will Greer, Josh Johnson, Nick Mullins.
Again, I don't know. I'm not paying any attention to this position for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I think it's Nick Mullins.
Josh Johnson.
Well, Josh Johnson would have been my fourth pick. So
yeah.
I can tell you right now, I was not close. That would have been my fourth pick.
All right,
3-3 now.
Not bad.
Okay, I'm. You know what I'm like right now? I am. Well, that's more wins than the Giants will have through Thanksgiving, so I can't feel that bad about myself.
Even 500. Oh. You're doing all right. All right, Raiders is next. Jarrett Stidham, Nathan Peterman, Sean Mannion, KJ Costello.
I got to give our staff credit. These are great choices. Seriously, our staff has no life because we have gone and found literally perfect backups. Again, I have no idea why I think it's Nathan Peterman. Why do I think that? It's Jarrett Stidham from Auburn. Okay, so, that's because he was their backup. So Stidham was in New England with Josh McDaniels. So did they just bring him over? Okay, now I got to get back to 500. Now it's getting serious. I'm humiliating myself. I'm on a four-game losing streak. You get fired in the NFL if you're a coach with a four-game losing streak. Here we go.
All right, moving to the Eagles. Trace McSorley, Gardner Minshew, Danny Etling, Teddy Bridgewater.
Now, why do I think it's Trace McSorley of Penn State? Damn it! Is it Minshew?
Yeah.
Minshew's too good to be Hurts' backup. Where is Trace McSorley? So I'm 3-5 now. Boy, I really went, after a nice September, I went off the rails. Do we have any more? I'm 3-5.
We got more. We got two more.
One minute left.
We got the Bears. PJ Walker, Mike Glennon, AJ McCarron, Trevor Siemian.
Jeez. AJ McCarron.
No.
3-6.
All right. Can I get the last ones in?
Well, and Trevor Siemian played at Northwestern, so I get it. Okay, so let's go to the last one.
All right. Cardinals.
Colt McCoy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got Colt.
Done.
4-6. There we go.
That was the first one you knew.
Oh, Zach Sudfeld was a tight end. Nate Sudfeld's the coach. See, this mind never shuts off. I get names mixed up, but going, you know, I got backup tight ends all up in here confusing me. Alex, thanks for the help this week. Stay motivated, energized, in shape. TryMDrive.com. $5 free shipping. See you Monday. It's The Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.